I would like to speak about, or to ask you to speak about, the research you are doing recently. What are the themes of your research in the last years? You told me 4 years ago you were working on theory of action.
Well, I'll go through very quickly. When I came here, I did the stuff on dying,
mm-hmm.
and then I did stuff on pain. And then I, all these were hospital studies, and then I got interested in chronic illness at a time when people generally didn't recognize it even, and I did a lot of writing on this, and so I did a study in hospitals here on the way technology had been incorporated into medical work.
Mm-hmm.
But the conception was that of medical work with patients who were chronically ill, even though they called them acutely ill, they're really chronically ill. So the people with heart problems and diabetes and everything else. So I was studying the whole trajectory of chronically ill people. And that was a word that I used. So I was studying people who were at home, largely from my students, and I was studying people in hospitals who were very ill. I was studying people who went back afterward, so I was studying the whole thing. But the big book that we published, it was on this whole business of how technology was affecting the shape of the hospital organization and what it was doing in terms of the work. It was that time that I got sick again, and then I had a heart attack in 72, and I didn't do anything for 4 or 5 years until I did published a book on pain, and I published a book on negotiation.
You had what?
I had a heart attack.
Heart attack.
72.
Yeah.
And so, but I had a study going on pain, and that continued, though I didn't do the field work, and then I did a book on negotiation.
Yeah,
it's a theoretical book.
It's a very interesting book.
So, and then I did this study of this hospital stuff. Meanwhile, I had students doing all this stuff on chronic illness, and I was teaching it, and I wrote a book on it. And then I did this book with Julie Corbin on the chronically ill people and their spouses and lovers. And then I did a book on policy, medical healthcare
policy
in the United States that came out of that study. And then I did this book on action.
Did it came out?
It came out last summer.
Wow.
Has not been reviewed yet, but I know. And it's going to be translated into German.
Yeah?
Yeah. I forget which company.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if it's Fink or...
that's interesting.
Who does Söfner publish with? You know?
Söfner, yeah. You think in that series
It may be that.
Yeah.
I don't know.
He managed it.
Well, I published it with Aldine de Gruyter. De Gruyter owns a company called Aldine
mm-hmm.
in the United States, and they published it. And maybe they have picked it up
mm-hmm.
in Germany, I don't know. But some... Hans Georg told me, but I can't remember.
Mm. And can you tell a bit about what kind of action theory it is about?
Yeah, tell you quite exactly.
What is the idea behind it? Because action theory is such a broad field. And
when you say action theory to Americans, they think about Parsons.
Yeah, I know, but...
in Germany, it's something else.
Yeah.
This is an interactionist... theory of action.
It's about
interaction.
Yeah.
And you get the idea when I say I start out with 20 assumptions that lie behind the interactionist position as I operate mm-hmm. within it. And then I take the idea of trajectory mm-hmm. and I spell it out in quite detail in terms of action. So I take the original notion of trajectory, started out with the dying, greatly elaborate it. And then I have a whole series of chapters where I show how this could be illustrated, this general framework. And I talk about body processes, and I talk about symbolism, and representation, and public arenas, and creativity and routine. I don't know. There are 8 or 10
chapters.
Yeah, it's a fun book. And I owe it all to, I think mostly I owe it to Schützer and Suffner, who kept saying you should write this book. They didn't know what kind of a book I would write, and I didn't know what kind of a book to write either.
They stimulated you.
But the point is what I discovered when I went back, I discovered that the interactions coming out of John Dewey really have an implicit theory of action, which has to do with you surely know about it. Dewey's idea that you have action ongoing, and then it's blocked.
Mm.
And then you stop and you think about what your options are, and then you have action that goes on again. And virtually every Chicago study makes the assumption about that theory of action, but they don't even know it, because for the most part they don't even read Dewey anymore.
Mm.
But that's the basic theory.
Mm.
It sounds very simple, but it runs completely contrary to things like stimulus and response and functionalism and all that stuff.
Mm.
But when it's made sociology rather than just, or social psychology, rather than just kind of individualistic psychology, becomes very powerful.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I've tried to spell out.
And your examples are out of all those earlier studies?
Yeah, all kinds of examples, from my own work, but from other people's work. And
mm-hmm. Like in the negotiation book.
Yeah.
Is it a continuation of the ideas of the negotiation? Because that is
the answer is yes. The answer is yes, but and I knew this when I was writing it, but it's much more complicated, much more complex, and more explicit.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Also.
And that was your last book?
That's the last book.
Yeah.
And, you know, I've published articles, but
yeah.
That's the